This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Welcome, y'all, to the best bits. I hope you're having an awesome weekend. I'm Morgan, and in case you haven't listened before, this is the best bits where I count down the top seven segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week based on engagement, based on you guys calling in, talking about things on social media, all the things. I determine which are the seven best segments, and I count them down in no particular order, but they do have numbers. So, you know, you could say that some are better than others. I don't know, however you want to see it. But we're going to get started. This is just the bit. So if you want to hear the interview I did this weekend with Eddie, that's up on part one, and it's always so good. We have the best conversation, so make sure to check that out. Coming in hot at number seven, Lunchbox went to the beach for vacation, and while he was there, he asked some strangers if he could apply sunscreen to them. Why? Nobody knows, but he does it every time he goes to the beach, and every time it somehow gets funnier. Here it is.
Number seven.
So Lunchbox says he's back with SPF, which I thought he brought us some sunscreen, but no. What's SPF?
Is the Sunburn Protection Foundation. I hit the beach and I walk up to random people and let them know, hey, I'm here for your help. You need some help getting those hard to reach areas. I got the sunscreen and I got magical hands.
This is cringy, oh my God, for sure. Okay, so Lunchbox is on the beach. This is at your vacation.
This is my vacation.
Set the scene. Where are you?
So I'm walking down the beach in Florida, and there's this lady. She's really tan, probably late 40s, pretty darn good looking, and she's just on a towel by herself, no, like, shade structure. So I'm like, man, she needs some screen.
Some screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Never heard that.
So what about you? What do you look like? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing no shirt, no shoes. I got a hat on, some sunglasses, and I got my blue swim trunks with pink flamingos on the front. And let's roll.
Here is the first clip. Lunchbox, as part of the Sunburn Protection Foundation, going up to strangers saying, let me rub some of this on you.
Excuse me, how you doing, ma'am? I'm part of the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation, and we specialize in hard-to-reach areas, so like if you got your lower back, if you're, didn't get sunscreen, if you need the help, I'm here for the job.
Are you? I appreciate it. I never wear sunscreen.
Oh, well, that's the Sunburn Protection Foundation. That is not a good idea. You sure you don't need any help?
I don't believe in sunscreen, but thank you, though.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, okay, I mean? All right. Well, if you need anything, you let me know. These hands are magical.
I do feel like, though, that you should be able to say your organization without stumbling through it.
Yeah. Well, as I started saying it, she picked up her towel and started walking away.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she was trying to...
That threw you off?
Yeah, it threw me off. I was like, well, why is she so caught off guard?
Also weird she doesn't believe in sunscreen.
I mean, hey.
Maybe it's the chemicals.
Or she just made that up.
Now, you ever seen a leather couch?
I have.
That's what her skin looked like.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it was, it'd been in the sun. I mean, everybody had shade structures, and she is just laying on a towel in the middle of the beach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Woo, getting toasted.
Now, remember, he's focusing on the hard to reach areas.
Right, yeah, right.
That's
the key.
So creepy. That's so creepy when you say to people. All right,
like, what areas would be those? Like,
yeah, for me, what would you do on me?
Well, probably your mid to lower back is probably hard to get. because you can't really get your hands back there. Maybe your shoulders. I don't know, because I can't touch my shoulders, so I need help there. Or somewhere on your lower legs, you can't reach down.
What about that spot that's like
right where the swimsuit is, like the waistline?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like women, you know, if they're wearing a bikini, they can't get it right there at that line in the middle of their back. And so you got to help them with that.
All right, here is the next one. It's a guy and two ladies in their early 30s out sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Hello. I am from the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation.
Yep.
And I just want to let you make sure you guys are...
Yes, I have 15 through 50. And you really work for that?
Yes.
We're good on the SPF, honey.
Are you sure? I'm just making sure because your back's starting to look red. I just wanted to make sure you didn't need any reapplying. If you need me to hit your shoulders,
no,
you know...
No, we're good.
You sure?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can hit my shoulders.
Yeah, see? There we go. All right.
That's what's up.
There we go. Look at that. You are getting red. Wow.
I told you.
I don't give a
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yes.
What is happening?
And this is all professional. Very professional. Whew, it's prime time. You guys be good. You need something, my man?
No, I'm good, bro.
All right. Like in a friend way.
No, we're good, bro.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks, man.
That guy was going to kill him.
I like that he goes, yeah. All professional. Oh, yeah.
Feels good.
Ooh. That guy wanted nothing to do with you.
No, he was giving me side eye like, you better get out of here.
And they both did.
I mean, the girls kind of like me.
Was he jealous that you were going to rub the girls?
Yeah, I do think he got a little mad when he was like, no, we're good, homie. And when that girl goes, you can hit my shoulders, his look was like, excuse me, he can hit your shoulders? And then, I mean, I tried to get him afterwards, like, see, I did it to her, I can do it to you. And he put his cigarette down. I was like, all right, I got to go.
Here's one more. Here's two ladies under a blue canopy in their mid-50s.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm part of the SPF, the Sunburn Protection Foundation. And I just wanted to let you know we specialize in hard-to-get areas like middle back, lower back.
I'm all covered.
Are you sure you don't need my expertise? I do it for
positive.
A living.
I'm 100% positive.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, sometimes your friends let you down, and I'm here to save the day.
I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I mean, sunscreen. I mean the knees are looking red.
Oh,
we can get behind the knees. You know, the shoulders get you.
I'm all good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, my God. Okay. Give it up. Give it up.
Thank you.
How many times she say that?
You sure about that?
I'm positive. I'm sure.
How about now?
I'm positive. I'm sure.
You think she want me to just leave or what?
How do you feel when you do this stuff?
Man, I'm laughing to myself inside. I'm just going, man, these people think I'm crazy.
You don't go, I'm embarrassed.
No, it's hilarious. It is so funny. Like, to me, it's just like, to see them squirm, it just brings me a smile to my face, but I can't smile because I'm professional.
He sounds like a serial killer.
It's professional. Oh, how does a lady like that?
Yes.
It's professional. All right. Well, good to hear that the Sunburn Protection Foundation is still hard at work.
Yeah, out there saving lives.
Out there saving lives.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
A little different this weekend. I wanted to include the interview with Luke Bryan that happened. Well, it aired while we were on vacation, and it was an awesome interview because Luke Bryan talked about being hit by a car when he was younger, which was crazy circumstances. Not only that, but then what happened after he got hit by a car. So just an all-around funny interview. I wanted to include it this weekend to make sure you didn't miss it. You can hear it here, or you can go watch it at BobbyBones.com.
Number six.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
I have a question. I have a couple questions that immediately come to mind. I had a friend text me, and she said, hey, she lives in a small town in Arkansas, and I won't say where in case it's like a secret spot of yours. And she said, Luke Bryan just flew in and is going fishing in some lake here. Is there any chance Luke Bryan just flew in and is fishing? And I said, there's a good chance because Luke does a lot of fishing. I said, I don't know where he went today. Did you fly into Arkansas just to fish recently?
Yes, I did. I was there yesterday.
Okay. I thought it may have been you, but why did you go up to northwest Arkansas to fish?
So I left out of Vegas, and I took a helicopter across the country to see the country from a helicopter. And we stopped in trout fishing destinations. And then our last stop was the White River in Arkansas yesterday. And we had a great time. It was awesome.
A helicopter all the way across the country? Is that fast or slow?
It's perfect because I think it was about 12 hours of total flight, but we busted it up over 4 days. I mean, the coolest part was we were flying over herds of wild horses, and it was like one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen.
And you don't get nervous to fly in it? I get nervous to fly in an airplane, much less a helicopter, but to you, no nerves at all? Just awesome?
The one that I'm in is the safest you can have. And my pilot is, I mean, he's a 21-year retired Apache pilot. So he flew in Afghanistan for 21 years. And, you know, it's just all about being as safe as you can be. And but it's been it's pretty amazing when you see the changes of the landscape. At one point, Bobby, we fished a river that was coming out of the side of a mountain, and we flew that river from northern Wyoming. We flew that river from Wyoming to Nebraska, one river.
And so you did this after leaving Vegas. So was it a residency show, and you're like, this is a trip I've always wanted to make, so we got it organized. Let's go do it.
Yeah, we did it. I played my show Saturday in Vegas, and then Sunday morning, we left at 7 a.m., and flew up to Wyoming and flew through the Rockies. And I mean, it's spectacular. It was amazing.
It's awesome. Luke Bryan is on with us right now. And my second question immediately is, I look behind you and there are, I mean, I counted 13 guitars just in what I can see, you know, in your video here. why so many guitars in the house? Like, do every one of them have a different sound? I don't understand.
This is my songwriting room, and so when I have songwriters come over, first of all, I tell them don't bring a guitar, and then some of these songwriters that come in, they'll see a guitar that they've always wanted to play, and that'll be the one that they play for the day when they're writing. But over the years, being out on the road, you know, anytime you purchase a guitar, it's always a great investment. If you purchase a great guitar, so I have quite a few acoustics that I love. And
well, you say, you tell people not to bring a guitar, but let's say you said, hey, Bobby, can't wait to write a song with you. Come over. And I get there and I'm like, well, Luke, I'm left-handed. Where's your left-handed selection? Do you have those, or are you discriminatory toward people like myself?
Well, you got to give me a minute and we'll read and flip it upside down. You know the deal.
Yeah, then you bust it. Well, the nut breaks because it's all the strings. Anyway. All right, Luke Bryan's on with us. We're going to get to this new song coming up in just a second. But I got a couple things I wanted to ask you about as far as things I've seen on the internet. And I was watching this clip of you with a baby, and I didn't have the sound on. I had no context. And I just thought you were singing with like a nephew or a niece or something because I didn't know. And then I further investigate, and that wasn't the story. So how did you have a random baby in your arm while singing?
So I was, during All My Friends Say, I go out into the crowd, and I'm going through the crowd singing, you know, All My Friends Say, we're rocking, life's good. And I see a woman holding her, I mean, it wasn't a baby, but it wasn't a toddler. It was like 6 months old range, you know, holding its head up.
Right? I mean, it looked like a baby to me, but what do I know? Anyway, I got you. Go ahead.
It wasn't newborn, yeah. But yeah.
So I'm like, oh, a baby. This is going to be amazing. So I just grabbed the baby and started singing. And then to cut up with the mother, I just walked off from her and just kind of, you know, I guess maybe I'll have kidnapping charges filed against him. But anyway, I took him on stage and sang a little bit. And it was a funny moment, you know. And when we, you know, through the craziness of Vegas, you know, when the mother came and got the baby, you know, I was like, at some point, you know, this show is so crazy, at some point I got a baby. And what was funny is my 14-year-old, Bo, he's on Instagram, so he's always seeing what dad's up to, you know. And that night, Bo called me, he's like, Dad, did you adopt a baby? And I'm like, yeah, I'm bringing him home. He's going to be a great little brother. You're going to love him. So I let him off the hook.
You know, you're not a guy, at least that I know of, and I've, you know, obviously seen you around town. You've driven over to the house before. You're always in like a truck, like a normal, nice truck. I've never seen you in like a crazy, fancy car. Did you ever have that stage where you bought some crazy car when you first started to like make big money or huge success?
You know, the only like fast car I ever bought was when I heard about the Hellcats coming out, the Dodge Hellcats. I knew a Dodge dealer and I called him and I pre-ordered two of them and I gave one to my dad, who he still has it. And then I kept one and I drove it. I probably drove it 10 or 15 times. And then somebody offered me a crazy price for it, so I sold it. But I've never been a fast car kind of guy. But I'm not that kind of guy. I'm always like to just ease around in my truck and take tear up my truck, not a fast car.
As far as when you do songs with other artists, because I was listening to Jordan Davis by Dirt a little bit ago, and Jordan's a close buddy of mine, and was just talking to him about the song and how it's really changed his career. It's a massive song for him. And I'm sure that you get so many requests to collaborate with artists and beyond that you have to say no to because you only have so much time and capacity. But why that song with Jordan Davis? What about it made you go, I want to be on that one?
Well, I think the pop world kind of really started collaborations 5-6 years ago to where I don't think there is a pop song out there that isn't a collaboration anymore. But so I think country has morphed into a little bit of that. But long story, when Jordan sent me the song, it just, you know, I've always told people, you get the question all the time, who do you want to collaborate with? And I have always said the song will dictate the collaboration. So when Jordan sent me the song, the song spoke to me. Obviously, I mean, I've really been blessed and have gotten several farms through the years that I love to go take my boys hunting and fishing on. So when I heard the song, it just really spoke to me. And like I said, Jordan's just a great, sweet soul, down to earth. And I just felt like it'd be fun to be a part of it. You know, I never wanted to, like, through all this, I wanted Jordan to have the credit. I didn't want to inadvertently come in and, like, take over the moment for Jordan. You know, I wanted it to be his baby, his deal, and it all worked out perfect. I mean, you know, he would call me many, many times throughout the life of the song going, man, you know, never had a song move this fast and all that. And I'm like, listen, you got to remember, I'm on a huge song with you. So as an artist, no matter what, the main thing you can do is be on massive songs. I mean, anytime you're a part of a massive song, no matter how it happens, you better never take it for granted. So as much as Jordan was having fun with it, I was having as much fun as him.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This week, Bobby shared his top 5 country songs of the summer. Now, every summer he does this, but they're always the songs that came out this year. So it's going to be current ones. And one of them, we even had Ryan Hurd stop by after Bobby named his song Pass It On as number 3 in his top 5 list. And Ryan was pretty proud of that. This is a solid summer country playlist. So if you're going to be on the lake, maybe you're going to go down by the ocean and you need some solid summer country songs, then Bobby's got you covered. Here it is. And make sure you add them all to your playlist afterwards.
Number 5.
I'm going to give you guys my top 5 country songs of the summer in like 2 minutes. But first, I'm going to give you Billboard's top 5 songs of the summer. And these are just the big pop songs. But at number 5, Glass Animals, Heat Waves. That's jam.
Yeah.
I'll say it. That's what they call a jam sandwich. That's a really good. It's been out for a while now, but man, that is a good song.
Really good.
At number 4, Lizzo. It's called About Blank Time, as I say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, About Dang Time. Maybe I can get her to cut one of those. That's number 4. Number 3, it's Future and Drake. Here we go.
Travel around the world. Over the phones I've been told.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Number 2, Jack Harlow, First Class. That's a good one. And number 1, Harry Styles, As It Was. Okay, so that's Billboard's. I agree with the number 1 and number 2, mostly because I've listened to all those albums for the past 2 months. Jack Harlow's been out about 2 months, because my wife listens to them all the time, so I listen to them all the time. All right, here are my top 5 country songs of the summer. At number 5, it is Brett Eldridge, Songs About You.
I'm just trying to get through these songs about you.
I was posting a Instagram story on our vacation, and I was going to use that song over the top of it. It was Caitlin and I. She was like, no, that song's about getting over somebody. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Probably, but I just thought it was a good song, and it said songs about you. And so she's like, no, that's not what you put there.
That's funny.
I was like, okay. Number 4, Hayley Witters, Everything She Ain't.
soda. Line me a Corona. Shotgun in your Tacoma.
Good one,
Bobby. Audrey, do you think she's got a little style and a Hollywood smile? But believe me, honey, good as money in the bank. I'm everything she is and everything she ain't.
That's a good one.
It's so good.
Number three, and I love this song, and it's just now getting started on the chart. He played it here on the show. When it comes to like a summer feel-good song, Ryan Hurd, Pass It On.
Pass it on, pass it on, pass it on to someone else. What good is your dollar of your love or your bottle if you keep it all to yourself?
I mean, that's a summer song right there.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good. Makes you smile. It's a positive song.
What's he talking about?
Well, a lot of stuff. Love, your bottle. He says it there. Yeah, yeah. At number two, Morgan Wallen, Wasted On You.
I've wasted on you all of this time and all of this money. All of these sorries, I don't owe you, honey.
And at number one, my house has become kind of obsessed with Zach Bryan to the point where we just listen to his TikToks and his new album's basically all sad songs. It's not out yet, but that's all he's putting on TikTok. And so this is Zach Bryan. Now, this is a song that's out now, Something in the Orange.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I'm poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around.
I love a sad song. I love a slow song. I love, you know, sappy Kenny. Emo Kenny Chesney.
Not Beach Kenny.
Nope. I could pass on Beach Kenny. But crazy. I love Zach Bryan because it's all sad stuff, it seems like,
his
all the
voice
time.
Is cool, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's got a humongous TikTok following. And again, it keeps putting up him playing all of his new stuff, but it's not out yet. But that's my number one song, Something in the Orange. By the way, honorable mention, Eric Dodd with Sizz and Raymundo and Abby, Vacation Part 2.
Vacation Part 2, we're gone. And just rest around.
I got Eric opening my first show, my comedically inspirational show. Has he contacted you yet about performing with him?
Yeah, he said, you want to do a line? I go, yeah, but if I come, you probably got to bring Abby too, right?
Oh, the whole
thing. Wow.
What'd he say?
I mean, no, he's definitely down, but I'm asking Abby, can we do it live?
Turn it up, the right part.
You're so Gucci, you sizzle. Like fireworks shooting right out of Charlie Daniels' old fiddle. Like sunny side up, hickory bacon on my griddle. You're so fire, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
Can you do that live?
Sure you can.
Do you know the word? Do you know? Could you do it? Hey, turn it down. Could you do it by yourself right here?
Nah, no.
Oh, you don't know it?
Well, no, I got to memorize. I got to do some work. We got a month, so.
Okay. No. What? Give me what you got.
I don't know.
But you wrote it.
I know I did. Dude,
did you write that, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But singing is hard. Memorizing songs is very difficult, and I think I'm showing that what the artists do is very, very impressive. So
I'm doing two shows, August 12th and 13th. But on the 12th, my comedically inspirational show, Eric Dodd's going to open up. And I guess Ray and maybe Abby are going to show up and do this song
with
them.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tickets. Oh, yeah. All right. Tickets go on sale Friday if you guys want to get tickets and come to Nashville for it. All right, so those are my best songs. And honorable mention, we got Vacation Part 2 there.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve
with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
As some of you might have noticed, we were on vacation last week. So this week, when we all got back, we shared some recaps on our vacation. Everybody went to all different places, and somehow a lot of us were also in Florida, but none of us were in the same location. Crazy that that happened. Everybody shared a little bit from each of their trip. Also on the best bits this weekend, since some of y'all have been asking, when I was talking to Eddie, we talked about my trip to Disney, which was pretty epic, and you guys wanted some recommendations, so we made sure to give those as well. So of course, listen to this vacation recap, but also check out part one of the best bits.
Number four.
All right, we're back after a week off of vacation. Thank you guys for being here with us today. I thought we'd go around the room and share the worst thing about vacation. And how that comes up is Amy, because Amy's not in the studio with us. She's at home. Amy, we'll let you start. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's it. The worst part of my vacation was getting sick on the last day. I had actually a really great vacation, and it was awesome until the day traveling home, and I started to feel really, really bad. And now here we are, and I just have a cough and it hurts, but hopefully I'll be better soon.
Have you checked again for COVID?
I have, and it says I'm negative.
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 Well, it's
negative.
Like a horse.
That's more.
What's a horse when he's negative for COVID? Negative.
Hey, that's funny.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, well, keep checking, because sometimes it takes a few days to hit you. Yeah. Okay, so that's Amy's. What'd you do on vacation, by the way? Do you want to share?
Yeah, we went to Colorado and did the Young Life family camp. So I also could have gotten sick because that was probably around 100 kids.
Yeah, that's probably it. You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was the coolest thing ever. We did so many awesome things that I've never done before. And it was just really fun. And your kids play the whole time, and it's like they go off. There, I wouldn't see them for hours. And I was like, this is the best vacation ever.
All right, Lunchbox, worst thing that happened on vacation?
We went down to Florida to go to the beach, and the second day we were there, my two-year-old, after a day at the beach, is getting in the shower, and he takes a step in, slips, falls backwards, boom! Busts his head wide open on the shower, go to the ER.
You had to go to the ER in a foreign
state.
Yeah, in a town or state.
Yeah, so we went to the Johns Hopkins down in St. Pete, three staples in the head, and they say, oh, and by the way, no swimming until the staples come out.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
And so our vacation was spent at the beach, sitting in the sand, not getting in the water. It was
the whole family?
Well, yeah, because you can't tell the two-year-old. Like, the two-year-old doesn't really understand. He starts throwing a fit if the, you know, three-year-old gets to go in the water, and so it's just like, man, wait, this is terrible.
So other kids who didn't have stitches didn't get to get in the water?
We'd get in the water to our ankles and then be like, oh, can't go any deeper because, you know, can't get your head wet. And it was just like, this is terrible. Like,
yeah,
so you just have sand on it. So the vacation was a lot of sitting around in the sand, building sandcastles, doing nothing, not getting in the water, not swimming. The whole trip was planned around. So it was awesome.
Eddie?
Yeah, so we also went to Florida, and we did the whole beach thing. But somewhere in the middle, I said, hey, let's go to do a airboat gator tour or whatever. So my wife gets online. She books it. We get there, and we're 5 minutes away. And I said, hey, are you sure we're going to see gators out there? She's like, well, the airboat thing didn't say gators, but I'm assuming it's the Everglades. There's gators. We get there, and the guy's there on the boat. And we said, hey, So is it, they're going to see a lot of gators, right? Because the kids want to see gators. Like, we may see one or two, but it's mostly a historic airboat gator Everglades ride. And we're like, no, we want to see gators. So we had to cancel it. We drove an hour out to go do it. But then on the way back, we saw a real life gator in a canal. We said, boys, we just saved $500 and there's a gator.
You drove in your car, just drove over
yes.
water?
It was about an hour and 10 minutes. And we were upset when the guy said we were probably going to see like one little baby gator, maybe.
$500 for how many people?
For the whole family.
Six of us.
It was a private airboat ride. $500. So I was already upset about that. And if we're going to see gators.
I was like, wow. Yeah, I canceled that. I saw the price tag. Yeah.
Dang.
Uh-huh. So then we canceled it, but we saw a real live gator anyway.
We went to Utah, and there's a lot of pictures of, because the first half of the day, we'd go and do very outdoorsy, adventure-y stuff. And the second half of the day, we just hang out and chill. But we're in the desert. It's the desert in like Utah, Arizona, right on the line. And our first night, the air conditioner went out in our hotel room.
Oh.
Just boom, done.
In the desert.
In the desert, right. So I call and I'm like, hey, our AC's out. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And we've been traveling all the first day to get there. We already unpacked our stuff. And they're like, okay, it's like 11:30. Like, we'll come over and we'll just move rooms to this other room, you know, all the way across. And we're like, oh, man, can you just bring some fans or something? Like, we're low maintenance. So they brought some, like, Dyson fans and put them down. And so they came. And the next day, they fixed the AC. And then we got back to our room. AC was not fixed. So day two, no AC. So we had two of the three nights with no AC. But then when we left, they like gave us half off all of our hotel stay.
Let's
go. We didn't even know. We didn't even ask for it.
That's what I'm talking about.
They said you get one free gator ride in Florida as well.
Exactly.
So we're going to do that too. So it wasn't anything terrible, but that was the kind of annoying thing is that we kind of woke up sweating at night in the desert the first night.
Yeah.
And then we just turned fans on us, but I'd wake up so stuffy. I couldn't breathe because I had the fan right on my face. And we could, good morning. But it was a lot of fun. Glad to be back. We did some new shows last week, meaning July 4th was a holiday, so that was what it was. But the Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, we did all new shows, had Luke Bryan in, did a whole thing. So those were all new if you missed them on podcast. But we appreciate everybody being here. We're glad to be back.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
It always makes for some funny stories when miscommunication happens to one of the show members, and that was definitely the case for Amy when she went to a Mexican restaurant recently, and, well, the employees thought it was her birthday, but it was so not her birthday. And you guys probably know what happens at a Mexican restaurant on the birthday. The sombrero, the song, the dessert, all the fun things happen. Well, it started to happen to Amy, and she had no idea what was happening. So pretty funny situation, and Amy breaks it all down right now.
Number three.
Amy, tell these guys what happened to you.
So we were out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and we're sitting there just minding our business, and out of nowhere, all these employees come over, put a sombrero on my head, and start singing happy birthday.
Just randomly?
Yeah, but it wasn't my birthday. And they actually realized after the first line their mistake, and the girl next to me, the table next to us, it was their birthday.
How funny is that?
You just go with it? What do you do?
I mean, I just was like, wait, what? I was so confused. And then they figured it out.
Did
so
you think
fine.
That somebody, because sometimes you do the joke where it's like, it's her birthday. And then they come out and you're like, hee, 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 hee. But nobody did that. The girl they next to her to be like, wait.
It's, well, my birthday.
You're not doing this for me? Hey, something else on Amy's flight. We were talking about, and we've talked about this before, but on her vacation, they had to fly. And so the whole question of who gets the armrests when you sit in the three seats, right? Especially if you're flying Southwest. So what happened?
Well, so my son had a middle seat and he wanted to know, like, hey, who gets the armrest? And I wasn't sitting on his row, but I knew we talked about it on the show and I thought middle seat gets both armrests. And then the people on the plane didn't agree. So I Googled it and found an article from a etiquette person. And sure enough, it says when sitting in a plane with three seats in the row, middle seat gets both armrests.
But what do you mean the people didn't agree with it?
Well, the person next to him was just like, oh, I had never heard that before, but they were glad to know it. They weren't rude about it by any means, but they just had no idea.
I don't think that's right, by the way. And etiquette isn't a law. Etiquette's just someone going, I feel this is the proper way. I think those armrests are first come, first serve. I don't think anybody owns them. And if you put your arm on it first, it's yours.
Like as soon as you sit down, just claim it with your elbow?
Yes, and if you come off of it, it's like hands on a Harley, hands on a hard body, whatever that
is.
If you come off of it and someone else takes it, it's now theirs.
Interesting.
Oh.
Because if I sit down and I'm in the window seat and I put my arm on it, you can't sit down in the middle and be like, I read on Jimmy Smith's site that is mine. No, I think if you put your arm on it, it's yours. But when you move it, it's now up for grabs again. Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about that.
You know, there's a way to share it. Like, you know, there's a part of your
elbow. If you don't know the person, that's a weird
that's
share.
That's true, because it's really close.
Some situations sharing is weird. If you don't know the person, that's one of them.
Or your elbow can go up in the front of it, and the other person's can go in the back of it.
And if someone's elbow is on the front, then that back is there for you to take.
Yeah.
As long as you're not touching them. You can't touch somebody you don't know, though. As a general rule, don't touch somebody you don't know. So I'm going to go, it's first come, first serve. If you sit down there, that's yours, regardless of where you sit. Anyone disagree with that?
I think the middle seat is such a bad seat that you have to give the middle.
Then get on earlier.
Well, exactly.
Check in earlier. On top of things.
Yeah. You shouldn't be rewarded for being a loser.
Oh,
Bobby shifted me. I was like, oh, middle. Yeah, that makes sense. They get both armrests. But after hearing Bobby talk, I'm in.
You're
first
a loser?
Come, first serve.
Yeah. You shouldn't be rewarded for being a late loser.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't sign up early enough.
Okay.
That's pretty harsh, but I believe in it.
Yeah, pretty tough.
You gotta stand up for, if you don't stand up for what you believe, well, who are you even? All right. Thank you, Amy, for those stories.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Coming in at the number two spot is the iconic Reba McEntire. She called into our show this week, and I always love hearing her stories. She is seriously one of the best. She talked about the Reba reboot, if it's ever going to happen, her new restaurant, her tour, and the new movie she's going to be in on Lifetime. Just so much happening, and we got all the details on everything.
Number two.
Reba, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm excited you're going back on the road. I can't get enough Reba in my life, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I hope everybody feels that way about it.
Do you have, because I know a lot of your life you've spent on the road, but do you still have that drive to get on the road to perform these songs live?
Oh, yeah, definitely, or I wouldn't be doing it. I enjoy being on stage. I love getting in front of an audience. I always have loved touring. You know, of course everybody gets tired, ready to go do something else, but touring's been very good for me and my family and all my organization, and we absolutely crave it.
Have I told you, Reba, about the story where I thought you were inducting me into the Grand Ole Opry or inviting me to the Opry? Have I told you this in person?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, Reba was coming out because she... And I was, like, covering for a few minutes doing comedy. She comes out, and she goes, bye. And I was like, what's that? I'm about to be... invited to the Opry. And she goes, hey, thanks for covering for me. And I was like, I was not invited to the Opry right then. So that's my best Reba story. Reba live in concert, the 17-city run. We'll have Terry Clark. Tickets are on sale today. That's why Reba's on today, because they are on sale today. Now, when you're putting a set list together, are you balancing any of the new stuff, and do you keep super massive hits like strategically in the set list?
Well, Bobby, basically, I treat my fans the way I want to be treated. When I go see a concert, I want to hear the songs that I can sing along to, songs that I'm familiar with. And so that's what we try to hang on a set list. We might put in one that a reason for putting it on, but basically it's the songs that have been popular for a while that the fans and everybody's been really nice for them to be hit records. And that's what we go for on our set list.
Will you do an encore regardless of how good or bad the crowd is?
Yeah.
And
well, that's one way of putting it.
What is your strategy with what songs to put in that encore section? Because you know there are some people going, well, crap, she didn't even play Little Rock. You know,
there you go.
Why would you put those songs there? What's happening there?
Well, the encore is always Fancy. We don't leave until Fancy is the last song. Everybody loves it. It's spectacular. Visually, it's a great song. Bobby Gentry had a number one record with it in the 60s, and I recorded it in 90 with Tony Brown. It wasn't a number one record, but it's the song everybody wants to hear. And when I sing Fancy, everybody says, okay, she's over. It's done. The show's over. We can go home.
Do you ever, and I think this happens to everybody at some point, you're on stage and you can't hear a guitar, or your inner ears are out and you just have to kind of keep going and just hope everything is working the way that you thought it was. Has that happened to you recently where you're just like, all right, I'm going to keep pushing through and just hope when this song is over, they go, hey, we're all good?
Yeah, that's happened quite a few times, especially because, you know, we change clothes, we do different outfits, costume changes, and one time we forgot to turn the pack on when I got into my Fancy outfit, and I'm going up either onto the stage or up in the elevator, and I don't hear anything, and so you just have to pull the ear monitor out of your ear and fake it and act like nothing's wrong, and that you'll see the band kind of look over like, what's going on? She doesn't have her ears in. And you just smile and grin and bear it and go on.
At this point, do you ever forget the lyrics to your most famous songs?
Oh, shoot, yeah, all the time. I look at the audience and I say, heck, y'all know these songs better than I do. Y'all sing it. Or I'll kind of look at people in the front row and they'll be singing along. I can read their lips and kind of get back on track.
Reba is on tour starting October 13th, but tickets are on sale today. So I hope you guys get your tickets to see Reba. Not only is she touring, but I was just looking at some of the stuff you're doing either on TV or it's a movie, but it's a Lifetime movie. So let's talk about The Hammer for a second. So it's actually called Reba McEntire's The Hammer. What is this? What's this Lifetime project?
Well, it's the second movie deal that I've done with Lifetime. The first one was the Christmas movie that we shot last year. And then this, The Hammer, I've really fell in love with the script because it's about a real-life circuit judge who travels 25,000 miles in a 25,000-mile area and covers three courthouses in Nevada. So it's interesting, it's creative, it's up to speed, up to date, and she's quite the character, Judge Kim Wanker. And they changed my name to Judge Wheeler, but I get to play her, and it's been a lot of fun. Rex Lynn, my boyfriend's in the movie. Melissa Peterman's in the movie also, and we shot it in Canada and just had a blast. So it'll be out, I'm thinking, next year, January sometime, and I'm just now seeing the editing of trying to get to the final stages of the movie, but we had a blast shooting it.
Did they change wanker because that's like a UK bad word? In the
English? I hope they did.
Yeah.
I think that was a good idea, yes.
Yeah, I guess if they're in the UK and they're using like the F word as a last name or something, they're like, Americans be like, well, that ain't a good last name for that.
I didn't know that until I was watching Ted Lasso.
And they're calling people wankers. And also, Reba didn't know she was going to be referenced in Ted Lasso because he goes to the ticket counter and he's like, two tickets for Reba McEntire. Right, you didn't know that until you saw it yourself.
I did not. I was shocked and thrilled to pieces because I love that show.
Wouldn't that be weird? You're watching one of your favorite shows and they reference you. Yeah. Like a couple times on Nashville when that show was on, I would watch and they would be like, yeah, but is this song going to get on the Bobby Bones show? And I was like, oh, I point at the TV. Like anybody knows, I just point at them. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Reba's out on tour. You guys go watch. And if you're in Oklahoma, Reba, what's up with this restaurant you're opening? Are you involved in actually picking like the food and stuff?
Food, silverware, plates. The color of the material of the drapes that are at the booth, everything. Absolutely. We've been working on it for a long time and really excited about it. It's just a dream come true to get to do something in close to your hometown. I grew up in Chalky, Oklahoma, which is probably 12 miles north of Atoka. So just to be able to get back home, and you got another excuse to go back home, in other words.
Will you ever show up randomly at the restaurant? Let's say if folks are there, there's always like a 1% chance Reba could show up.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not only a fun thing to get to do, but it's kind of check in on see how things are doing and then make scheduled stops so people can come to the restaurant. And you know, you might get up on the little stage and do a few songs. You never know what's going to happen.
How crazy would that be if you go to Reba's restaurant and Reba comes out? I just wouldn't believe it was her. I believe it was some sort of joke or some sort of someone impersonating her. I have two questions left, and Reba's on with us right now. My first question, so we're talking about reservations or restaurants. If you have to make a reservation, whose name will you make it under? Or do you have a whole fake name you don't want to share?
Oh, no. I use my name, especially if it's a restaurant that's hard to get into. It's so funny. Sometimes we'll say, I'll say, hey, Leslie, would you please get us a reservation at 6:30 tonight at so-and-so for 5 people? She'll come back and say, can't get in. I said, did you use my name? No. I said, okay, try that. Then she'll try that. She'll come back and say, still couldn't get in. I said, well.
Okay, that's funny. I was not expecting that, but that is funny. And then I'm going to ask, I have to ask this question every single time because the last episode of Reba had more than 8 million people watched. I mean, like, what's up? What's up, Reba? I'm just going to ask you that. What's up?
Well, it's, you know, things, we've been really trying hard to do a reboot on the Reba show because I really want to work with the people that I got to work with during that 6.5 years. It was fun. The cast, the crew, everybody we got to work with and play with. They were wonderful people, and we wanted to get back together like a reunion and have fun. So hopefully that'll happen one day.
All right, I'm going to end with this. Reba.com is where you go today, 10 a.m. local time. Tickets to see Reba and her arena tour. I saw Reba a couple years ago do a whole show in Vegas with Brooke. I mean, as good as she's ever been. Now, that being said, I've only seen her like twice, and she's always been awesome. So it was a great A-plus show. I've seen her 3 times, the time she invited me to the Opry, to be a member of the Opry. I forgot about that time. Yeah, it was a good night, too. go get tickets to the show, Reba.com, on sale today, 10 a.m. local time. Reba, always a pleasure. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bobby. And don't forget, Terry Clark's on that show, too. So if you're kind of tired of hearing me, come hear Terry. She puts on a wonderful show.
All right, Reba. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Bobby. Bye-bye.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Coming in at the number 1 spot, Lunchbox would be proud. This is at number 1 because we all know that he loves to be a number 1 and he gets very mad at me on this podcast whenever he's not. So this week he is number 1 because he could be getting his own scratch-off lottery ticket thanks to Bobby and Scuba Steve who've been working on something for a solid year now. So we will see if it actually transpires, but you can hear Lunchbox get the news for the first time and basically lose it. I'm not kidding. He actually lost it.
Number 1.
We need to update this story. News update. This just in. Lunchbox loves the lottery, so our goal was to have them be in a state, any state. We've been pitching to everybody. Any state to be one of the scratch-off ticket people.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go.
Everything from do the commercials.
Yeah.
To be on the ticket.
Could
like
you
Luke
imagine
Kansas.
Walking into the convenience store and you see me on a lottery ticket? Oh, that would be incredible. I never knew that was possible. Let's go.
So, Scuba Steve, can you kind of walk us through the process? Like, how long ago did you start with this idea of getting Lunchbox on a ticket or on a commercial promoting the lottery?
When I noticed he had just had this obsession with the lottery, I'm like, this is the guy that needs that, not only have a lottery ticket, but hopefully win one day. So that's where we kind of took this idea and went to several different states that we are popular in with our show.
So over a year. I mean, it's been over a year you guys have been working on this.
Man, you've been grinding, Scuba. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
And so basically, you just need to be famous in the area. Especially like Wisconsin has Luke Combs doing his.
Yes.
Doing that one. We just need somewhere where people like Lunchbox enough to be the face of the ticket.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so how did the calls go?
So of the 50 states that we have here in the United States of America, two of them are interested.
That's good.
Hey, all that's good.
That's
one. Good.
Yeah, all you need is one, exactly.
25%.
All you need, do you want to say the two?
I can just say them, yeah. One of them is Texas, which makes sense because you guys were based in Austin at one point. And then Kansas.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was born. Let's go.
So... what is the update on?
And we'd be a scratcher, and we would do like my lucky numbers.
No, don't do that. Just be happy that you could possibly be on anything. Don't start putting rules on games you don't own.
Okay, so lunch is lucky. I was going to call it lunch's lucky numbers.
Why would you call it lunches though? No one knows who.
Lunchbox.
Lunchboxes.
Yeah. No. So Scuba, where is that now?
So there's different versions of the pitch, but the basic. Basics of it is just getting his own scratcher, but it could be as big as where he's got like, you know, life-size cutouts of himself in the gas stations holding his lottery ticket.
Wow. I love it.
It'll be a limited release, and if it does well, it could be a permanent staple in their lottery system.
Oh my gosh, people would flock to the gas stations. People would drive from states over just to get one.
The grand prize? A haircut.
You need one.
That's rude.
No, it's what the person wins. I need one too. I can use it. That was rude. When will we know something?
The last time I had contact was about a month ago. So
a month? What are we doing?
It's slow. You can't force people into making decisions on the things that they own.
Exactly. Like for example, this Luke Combs song's been out for a while now. It's over a year.
Think about that. Yeah. When It Rains, It Pours has been out for probably 2 years.
Yeah.
That's it.
We will let you know. We didn't want to tell you.
Oh my gosh!
We wanted to tell
you. That is awesome!
Nothing about it. That song's out in 2017, by the way. We wanted to tell you nothing about it because we didn't want to get your hopes up and then crush you, but everybody's been working pretty hard to make it happen for you.
That is so cool. I'm going to text my wife.
Wait, but you don't.
Here we go.
It's not happened yet.
Well, why don't you just tell her later?
I'm going to get my own scratch off ticket.
The last time he did this, he was getting a movie role.
Uh huh.
You remember that?
Yeah, I text her.
Okay.
That is so crazy.
The top five TV shows with the most Emmy nominations, because it came out yesterday. Just wanted to see if anybody watches any of these shows.
Uh-oh.
At number five with 17 nominations on HBO, Hacks. And I watch it. It's good.
Yeah,
good.
I watch it.
It's loosely based on Joan Rivers, very loosely.
Okay.
And the woman from Designing Women, who that's how I know her, is that comedian. It's her. It's her life of being old and killing it. And they're like, yeah, you're kind of too old now. She just has to kind of figure it out again. Number four, Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
I watched that on Hulu. It's really good.
Too.
Except for the occasional bad word, it's a pretty wholesome show.
Yeah,
it's oddly so wholesome with an occasional F-bomb. And you're like, you wish there was a version you could just go mute the F so kids could watch. Because Martin Short and Steve Martin are so funny.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. Number three, HBO's White Lotus. I never watched it.
It's a good one, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. And it's one season. Boom. You'll love it.
Number two, Ted Lasso got 20 nominations for the season, which I thought, because this is season three, right, Mikey? It was two.
That was two.
It's two, going to be three.
Three is the final one.
Can't wait.
You know, I thought that two was really good, then weak, and then got good again at the end. I didn't think it was as good as one, but one hit me from a spot where I wasn't expecting it to be good, so it left a bigger impression. But still really good. Got it. They're probably rewarding season one with this cycle. And then finally, Succession got 25, which is a great show.
You guys love that one.
Yeah, and we watched the first four or five episodes, and we're like, this is not for us. But we hung in there. And by the end of the first season, which we invested a lot because everybody kept saying it was so good, we hated all of our friends because they told us to watch it. We're like, this is so stupid. This show is not good. Oh, it is good.
It is real good.
Yeah, so we love Succession. That's the number one. Squid Game got 14 nominations. It is the most ever for a foreign language show. So many nominations here. How did Breaking Bad Bones not get a nomination?
It's not on there?
If they're just passing out crap.
Huh. Look further down. It's not down there?
Let's see. No, there's Kid Rock's YouTube channel.
Oh, did you check?
I didn't get one, but...
Breaking Bobby Jones?
That's not on there. Mm. All right, thank you.
It's the best bits of the week. Show! With Morgan number two.
That's it, y'all, for the best bits, just the bits. Thanks for hanging out with me. As I mentioned, make sure you check out part one, the interview with Eddie. This was just the bits. I know y'all love getting the breakdown and catching up on what happened on the show this week. So I appreciate you guys listening to this one and to part one. I had Lunchbox and Amy on as past guests the last two weekends while we were out on vacay. And I hope you guys check those out as well. Y'all have a fabulous weekend. Make sure you follow the Bobby Bones Show at Bobby Bones Show on all the things. You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on pretty much everything. I'll still post some random food worlds up on Instagram and TikTok. There's a good recipe up there if you have a barbecue or something coming up. Check out the cheese dip recipe. It's solid. Y'all have a fabulous weekend. I love ya. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.